This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The heads of the Catholic and Anglican churches sent a special message Wednesday to the people of South Sudan, expressing hopes for peace, prosperity, and implementation of a peace deal as Christians around the world celebrated the Christmas holiday. In a joint letter, Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury sent prayers for a renewed commitment to the path of reconciliation and fraternity among South Sudan's political leaders. Earlier this month, President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline after they failed to meet two earlier target dates for implementing a 2018 peace deal. Pope Francis also gave his traditional Christmas address from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, where he spoke about those suffering from the effects of conflicts in the Middle East and Africa and the additional challenges they face when making the decision to migrate. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Turkish president paid a surprise visit to Tunisia today to discuss cooperation for a possible ceasefire in neighboring Libya. You're listening to VOA News.